This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. We've reached basically a flex point in the history of this country as to whether it's going to die, go the way of other ancient civilizations in Greece or Rome or wherever, or continue to survive. And it gets worse and worse every day. I've kidded about this. I actually have it in my book, is that long ago I was married to an Italian from Rome, and her father Guido used to say, it was kind of like the Italian Rodney Dangerfield. He would say, appreciate today, because tomorrow's going to be even worse. And that's what I fear, because what we see going on just this week is so frightening for the future of this country that it implores the people, we the people, to rise up now and not to waste any time to do it. And I'm having Laura Loomer on later on in this show for a couple of segments. I want you to listen to what she says, because she's a fighter, she's an activist, and she's saying the same thing, and many other people are saying it too. Here's what's happening this week. And I tell you this as a lawyer of 45 years, who's practiced in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia and the District of Columbia Circuit. That's the appellate court. This is the worst court in the United States. It's compromised. It's corrupt. Not all courts are that way. Not all judges are that way. There aren't that many good judges in this country on the federal level, but there are some. And they got through the system, which basically gets them on the bench through political campaign contributions, otherwise known as legalized bribery and other grease. But some of them have snuck through in any event, not by virtue of ABA recommendations. The ABA is ultra-leftist and borderline communist, for that matter. But because they basically convince people to put them on the bench and then to return to the way they should be. But we had a situation this week where the Oath Keepers were convicted in front of a rabid leftist jury. And I'm not part of Oath Keepers. I've never dealt with Oath Keepers. I don't know whether or not Oath Keepers did things that, technically speaking, were illegal under the laws of man, as opposed to the laws of God and God's nature, as we talk about in our Declaration of Independence. But I do know this, because I sat in on that trial for a little while. And what they were accused of doing was sending tweets or text messages or whatever, basically pounding their chest, talking about what they might do if, in fact, there was an uprising by Antifa and other leftist groups in Washington, D.C. on or about January 6th. They did have apparently firearms amassed in Virginia. It is not illegal to have firearms in Virginia, frankly, or anywhere else under our Second Amendment in particular conditions. And they also were waiting, so they claimed, for an order by President Trump, who was still president, to enter into Washington, D.C., should there have been violence by Antifa and others at the time that there was certification of the elections. Of course, we know these elections. Anybody with any degree of common sense, anyone who doesn't live on Mars, will tell you that there certainly were serious election irregularities, if not fraud. It is inconceivable that President Trump was winning by such a large margin, but by the morning had lost. And he only lost in four states. He only had to cook the books in four states, and only by small margins. I think the difference was maybe 23,000 votes or so that swung that election. Or maybe even it was 230,000, which is not much. But the reality here is that They didn't engage in any overt acts. Yet this Gestapo of a Biden Justice Department, this vile Justice Department, which I was once proud of to be a member of as a Justice Department lawyer who participated in breaking up AT&T and creating competition in the telecommunications industry, and also representing the Federal Trade Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, Consumer Product Safety Commission, and Federal Reserve Board. This has become an enemy of the people, purely an enemy of the people. So they went in front of this hack judge in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. And I think his name was Maida. I'm not sure. I mean, I've been in front of him, but I don't exactly remember the judge who was there at the time. It may have been somebody else, but they're all the same. Doesn't matter whether they were Democrat or Republican appointed. They're all compromised and corrupt in that court. They're highly politicized. And they put evidence in front of a jury. It was like red meat. And they convicted these oath keepers. And it carries multiple 20-year sentences. They could be put away for life. And they're going to be put away for life, believe me, when they're sentenced by this judge. This was a message, and the left is crowing about it, that anyone who criticizes this government or says anything in a text message or on Twitter or whatever, even if nothing violent occurs, is subject to being charged for sedition, treason. And that is scary, because that's trying to eliminate any dissent. While at the same time, if anyone is guilty of treason, it is our brain-dead, alleged president. Of course, I don't believe that he's legitimately elected, Joe Biden. Here's someone who, by opening the borders of this country, allowing drug traffickers, human traffickers, sex traffickers, terrorists to flow into this country, disease to flow into this country, notwithstanding promoting crime in this country, with his early attacks on the police, with his support of groups like Black Lives Matter and others, with him creating economic conditions of huge inflation with regard to gas prices and food prices, has destroyed this country. He's committed treason. He is the one who should be indicted for sedition. He is the one who should be tried for this. And Freedom Watch is trying him for the bribery from communist China, Russia, and Ukraine, along with his son Hunter and brother James. He is being tried by us. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and see excerpts of our trial, which we'll complete soon. And once we get a conviction, and we're confident we will, he will be sentenced and will seek to carry it out peacefully and legally. We will petition law enforcement and the military to carry it out, to conduct what is in effect an arrest, established law enforcement, whether or not he turns himself in or not, because we'll never be physical, we'll never be violent. We will make a point that the American people control their own destiny, that we will not be intimidated by tyrants like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the rest of his leftist band of hacks, of vile criminals that occupy the White House and our government. And we have no opposition party. The Republican Party snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Its two leaders, one, Kevin McCarthy, is a mental midget with no principles who hopes to become Speaker of the House. And of course, then in the Senate side, you have Mitch McConnell, who's almost as crooked as Biden, taking money under the table through his wife's family, Elaine Chao, from China. The American people don't have a government anymore. The American people don't have any hope that their representatives will make change. And the Republican Party is no opposition. It is dead. It's finished. Stick a fork into it. It's cooked. If they could not win in a landslide in this election, then they cannot win anything. And I'll make a prediction right now, is that if anyone who runs under the banner of the Republican Party for president will lose, whether it's Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, or anyone else, because the country has been so destroyed by this Republican Party that is no opposition to these tyrants on the left, which have occupied the Democrat Party, that they see that the Republicans stand for little to nothing. So if these people intend to become leaders, presidents, I would hope that President Trump would join another political party, one that I'm forming, the New American Independence Party, or some other party, or create his own. Same for Ron DeSantis. And we're going to talk about Elon Musk. Maybe he's someone who might even run for president if he proves to be for real. And he's certainly giving us that impression right now, exceedingly bright. And when I talk to Laura later, I'm going to talk about a book that was written by Ayn Rand in 1958 called Atlas Shrugged. I want you to read it because it talks about the exact same situation that we're going through today. In fact, it's even worse than what she wrote about when she thought communism was on the rise in this country, was being dumbed down to the point that it was being destroyed. So that is the state of the nation right now. And as my former father-in-law said, appreciate today because tomorrow is going to get even worse. But it won't get worse if the American people rise up. If they go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute to our cause. We need to get bigger with tax-deductible contributions. Join our Justice League or do something. You know, join children's hospitals so we can save children from disease. But do something. Don't sit there watching Fox News, which has become the shill of the Republican Party, profiting at the same pig's trough as the Republican Party, with three stories a day, with little news, and simply propaganda. And when you listen to people like Sean Hannity say, oh, there's going to be a red wave, and then, of course, when the Republicans lose, say, oh, I never said that. You can't believe anything these people say. I'll be right back with Laura Loomer. But take it to heart and go to freedomwatchusa.org and contribute to our cause. Get my book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, and let's wage that counter-revolution peacefully and legally now before it's too late. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with a great American female activist, Laura Loomer.
Dangerous.
I don't care. Use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
I'm back with Laura Loomer, my friend, my client, a brave advocate, a brave person who takes on the establishment of both political parties. She's a conservative, and I want to get her take on what's been going on these days with social media and with Twitter, because she was banned from Twitter and she's now eligible to reapply to go back on Twitter. Elon Musk is being threatened by our alleged brain dead president, Joe Biden, if he allows any kind of speech that might impinge upon his interests or the interests of the radical left and the Democratic Party. It's not just that they're going to be looking closely at what he does at Twitter, but it's a threat to prosecute him. And of course, we've seen this week about these prosecutions that are going on. The Oath Keepers were convicted, Stuart Rhodes and one other were convicted basically on words, not on deeds. They did not do anything violent, from what I understand. They congregated outside of Washington, D.C., waiting for an order of Trump to move in if there was violence with Antifa and whatever. But it's not a crime even to have firearms in Virginia. And this was an example of what could likely happen if Trump gets indicted in the District of Columbia, which he probably will be, because it's going to be in front of a very leftist jury, extremely leftist, and also a judge who toes the line, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican appointee, to the establishments of both political parties. And at this point, both political parties would like to see Trump gone, despite what they say. It's clear. So, Laura, take it away. I want to get your take on all these things.
Well, I will first start with the first point that you mentioned, which was that Elon Musk now has taken over Twitter. And last week, he promised to restore amnesty, right? Kind of like a blanket amnesty to all banned accounts that had not committed any violence acts or incited violence. And so a lot of people are sitting back wondering when their accounts are going to be restored, because a lot of the most high-profile accounts that were banned, including my own, have not yet been restored. And so people are really starting to wonder whether or not Elon Musk is serious about being pro-free speech. He recently disclosed that Tim Cook of Apple had threatened to remove Twitter from the Apple App Store. And then we don't know what was discussed in the private meeting that Elon Musk had with Tim Cook, but shortly after, he said that he would start a new phone if they decided to do that, like create his own phone, I assume with his company. He announced that, oh, well, I had a private meeting with Tim Cook, and they decided that they're not going to remove Twitter from the App Store. So who knows if he made some kind of deal to not restore certain people. But, you know, I was on Alex Jones' show yesterday, and I was on his show with both Alex, Yay, and Nick Fuentes, who have all been subjected to censorship. And this isn't free speech, right? This is not free speech. Yesterday, Elon Musk suspended Ye, formerly known as Kanye West's account. And regardless of what people think about somebody's viewpoints, both you and I are Jewish, Larry. We've both been subjected to attacks. And you understand this as someone who's represented me in my cases against big tech. There's no such thing as hate speech, okay? And people are really starting to discover that there's a coordinated effort, even with our government, to utilize these companies to censor. You and I were almost laughed out of court when we brought this argument all the way to the Supreme Court in 2018. And it turns out everything we said was true. And so they're using these made up terms like hate speech to justify the civil rights violations of millions of people. And that's why I will continue to defend people like Ye and Nick Fuentes, because they have a right to speak. I certainly don't agree with everything that they've said about Jews and Nazis and the Holocaust and, you know, some of the other comments that they've made. But at the end of the day, I'll fight for their right to say it.
Well, that's right. It's interesting you mention Apple, because they're in the news this week as well, because they're rolling over to communist China. They have, in fact, I guess, suspended, to use back a better word, Chinese protesters from using Apple with regard to disseminating what their motivations are and what they're doing with the protests in China. So, I mean, these are despicable organizations. By the way, Tim Cook is one of the so-called most prominent alumni of Duke University. There's a list of that, and I guess I'm still on that list, but I don't want to be associated with Tim Cook. He's an ultra-leftist, and he ranks right up there with Jack Dorsey, who you tangled with, you know, who used to run Twitter. So it is a cabal. The left is still at it, and of course the Biden Justice Department, which has become a Gestapo, is being used to threaten Musk, whatever you think of him, whether or not he's for real or not. We don't know exactly yet. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with Laura Loomer.
And now, four words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I'm back with Laura Loomer, and we were talking about Elon Musk. And we don't know for sure if he's for real yet. Okay, Laura hasn't been restored to Twitter. But I want to ask her if she's ever read the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, because, and I'll be brief here, because I want to get Laura's comments. That book was written in 1958. When it was thought that communism was on the rise in this country. And what occurred in that book was fiction, but it turns out to be true in terms of what's happened today, is that the country had been dumbed down where it was actually an offense against the government to achieve, to create, to excel on the basis of your ability. And the country was being destroyed as a result. And there was a industrialist in Detroit, Michigan, making engines for car companies, named John Galt, who saw that. And he took an exit stage left, so to speak, and enlisted all of the great leaders of this country, in various areas, academia, in the sciences, in medicine, in business, etc., to basically check out and go to a location, perhaps in Utah or someplace in the West that was undisclosed, waiting for the country to collapse so they could then come back and save the country. And what's interesting, you know, we're on the verge of a rail strike. Apparently, it's for the time being been averted by Congress, which is quite interesting. Biden claiming to be the great fan or advocate of labor. He advocated that this could not, railroads could not strike, is that the railroads basically were the only form of transportation. And that was it, as the country was collapsing and Galt was working with the heiress of the railroad companies to bring the nation to its knees. You know, I've written this book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. Someone like Musk could participate in leading this country in a counter-revolution to save it. And we don't know if he's for real yet, Laura, and we know that. You have not been restored yet, nor have others, to Twitter. But I want to throw it out because I want people to read the book. There's also, you know, movies out there about Atlas Shrugged. I think there's three of them, a series. And it's eerily accurate to what the state of the nation is today with the total takeover and dictatorship of the left. Your comments, Laura.
Yeah, look, I think that we can draw a lot of parallels to literature from the past, and I think that's a great comparison that you just made, and I am familiar with the writings. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of people in this country who don't really have what it takes to push for a revolution. And it was a revolution that created our country, and it's, in my opinion, the citizenry of this country's lack of testicular fortitude and our politicians' lack of testicular fortitude to carry out another revolution that may be the death of our country. We're losing ourselves. We're losing our values. We're losing, law and order in this country. We don't have free speech. We don't have freedom of association. We don't have a free market enterprise. We don't have free elections. So what is there, right? It just seems like the idea of America exists, but we have failed to continue to exist as a legitimate nation, right? Because while we're talking about exporting democracy to other parts of the world, we ourselves find ourselves living in a tyrannical regime here in America. And the fact that we don't have free speech and our politicians are salivating over some billionaire and expecting a billionaire to be the solution to the free speech issue, the civil rights issue in our country, that's a problem. Why is
it a problem?
Their responsibility?
Yeah, well, what you're saying, actually, let's take a look at it in reverse in many ways. You just ran for Congress in Florida. The so-called Republican Party did not support you. They did not give you financing. They did not give you verbal support. They did not come behind you, okay? And the Republican Party snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, as we say. If the Republican Party could not profit from a landslide in this midterm election, when the country has been on its knees, the worst state it's ever been in my lifetime, and I'm older than you, then are they worth anything? I mean, my opinion is the Republican Party is worthless, that it's dead. And this scam of a hopeful to become Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, oh, we're going to conduct hearings. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. But he's told the leftist media, well, no, we're not going to impeach Biden, despite the fact the people are running across our border. There are drug traffickers, human traffickers, sex traffickers, and terrorists, just to name one instance where he should be impeached. This is a problem. So without a political party that's in opposition to the Democrats, who have become this tyrannical, ultra-leftist, socialist, communist, atheist crowd, where do you stand but for trying to seek out people like Musk, if he's for real, to join us in waging this peaceful and legal counter-revolution?
Yeah. Look, we are sitting back and waiting to see, but we don't really have much more time to sit back and continue to wait and see. It's funny, we're talking about Elon Musk now. I just got a news notification that said that he's going to be releasing documents that show how Twitter suppressed information from the Hunter Biden story. And now we're finding out that the FBI was meeting regularly with the executives of social media companies every single week leading up to the 2020 election. So remember, Larry, when we made the argument that these companies were state actors and there was a conspiracy working with the government to suppress free speech and overthrow our country? We were laughed out of court. Like, people called us crazy and we were mocked. We were mocked in the court system. And now everything that we were first to say, and I want to remind people that it was us, we were first. They're now realizing we were right.
That's right. And, you know, we did, you know, to complete the record here, the case went up to the Supreme Court. Justice Thomas, even though he's the best of the justices up there, is hardly perfect. And, you know, he has a lot left to be desired as well in some respects, although I like him and I know him. But he wouldn't even use our name in writing a decision. But yet he said our case had merit, but it wasn't the right time to consider it. You know, what kind of a cop out is that? I mean, it's and now we're paying the price for it because we've got a brain dead president who's an idiot. You know, I got a meme yesterday that said, hey, I don't have dementia. I've always been stupid. We've got a stupid president that has destroyed this country in 2.5 years. And if he remains president for another 2 years, this country's going to be completely lost. That's my opinion. I mean, this guy is a bigger threat to this country than either President Xi in China or President Putin in Russia, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because we're being destroyed from within, Laura, from within. And that's the scary part. You know, this week, and I sat in for a day at the trial of the Oath Keepers. Now, I don't know what the Oath Keepers did specifically or not, but what I was able to discern is that they had a third-rate prosecutor there who was so cocky that she was going to win. It didn't matter what red meat she threw in front of this leftist jury. And they were convicted on the basis of tweets. You know, it was kind of like a manly type thing. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But they didn't do any of the things that they were convicted of with regard to alleged sedition. Now, the Oath Keepers are probably going to wind up in life, in prison for life at this point. Stuart Rhodes and one other in particular. And that gets to the free speech, too. Okay, because I know that if you get threatened and you go to the police and say, hey, this person threatened me, the police are going to tell you, we can't do anything unless there's an overt act to actually harm you. You know, sorry, speech is not enough for us to go lock them up. Yet the Oath Keepers now are being locked up on the basis of speech. They had a right to have weapons in Virginia. They had a right to congregate there. They had a right to, as they alleged, to wait for Trump to give them the order to come in if there was violence with Antifa or whatever, or invoke the Insurrection Act and invoke citizen militias to defend the country. But you know what? There was no overt act to harm anybody. And yet they've been convicted. And this is being played by the left as a message that people out there that will criticize this so-called government, I call it so-called because it's not a government at all, that they will pay the price of the Oath Keepers if they challenge this government even peacefully and legally. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Look, we warned about this, and I always told people that, you know, these companies were going to have so much power someday that it was going to override people's due process. And we know that big tech is working with, you know, the Justice Department to prosecute and persecute the January 6th defendants. They illegally geofenced and they illegally, you know, without even, you know, serving these individuals with a warrant and without them even being charged with a crime. They hacked into their personal accounts and turned over personal information to the Justice Department. And that's a violation. That's a violation of their constitutional rights. So everybody should be outraged about what these big tech companies are getting away with.
Yeah, and it's not just big tech. For instance, you might remember Edward Snowden, who revealed the mass surveillance on the American people and others. That was Verizon that was turning over telephone records to the NSA. Without anyone knowing about it, including mine. I brought a case and we won. I enjoined the NSA. They're still doing it, I'm sure. I mean, they don't care about court orders or anything like that. But this is frightening. And who gave the NSA and the CIA and the FBI the technical capability to conduct mass surveillance on the American people? It was big tech. They created it for the government. So it's a sinister force. It, you know, it gets to 1984 and George Orwell and people like Ayn Rand. I mean, these were visionaries, and we've come full circle. And of course, in my view, we now live in a socialist, communist, atheist country. And to the extent that there's still any freedom of speech at all, it's at your own risk. Even parents at school board meetings can't complain about having perverted ideologies put forth to their kids without fear that the FBI is going to turn up on your doorstep. And you've experienced that, Laura. Tell us what you're doing these days. I mean, where are you doing? Unfortunately, you did not win your election, in Florida. But where can people reach you and try to help you?
Well, people can go to my website, lumerd.com. The election was contested, and I did refuse to concede. But I've continued my investigative journalism, and I'm exposing the truth for people. And people can go to lumerd.com if they want to support my efforts.
Yeah, I'm not telling you not to run again for Congress, but if you have to be a member of the Republican Party, I hope that you will join another party. I'm forming a new party in a separate organization called the New American Independence Party. I have Russ Verney, who used to work with me at Judicial Watch. He ran the Southwestern Regional Office in Dallas, Texas. He was the architect of the Reform Party that he started for Ross Perot. And Perot probably could have won that election in 1992 if he hadn't gotten out so quickly and then come back in. But I hope that you and others will join that party or create new parties, because in my opinion, and you can see from your own personal experience, the Republican Party wasn't there for you, and it's certainly not there for the American people. And for them to have effectively lost this election under these conditions shows you just how worthless they are. They've become a bunch of court jesters that simply go on Fox News and pontificate to raise money and do little to nothing else. That's my view. Can you get your final thoughts?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And our country's on life support. And if things don't change fast, I do think that we are going to become a failed state.
Well, people like you will help it. And with, of course, the grace of God, the divine providence, as our founding fathers invoked, we will have the courage to succeed in the end. But it's not going to be easy. And we can't sit around just watching Fox News and being entertained. We have to get up off the couch and join Freedom Watch at freedomwatchusa.org and support Laura Loomer and people like Laura Loomer. Laura, thank you for everything you do. God bless you. I'm proud to be your friend and your lawyer. And we'll have you back soon to give us an update on what you're going through at this time.
Thank you. Yeah, I will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Before he was a trial lawyer, he sliced him and diced him.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meat packing plant.
I'm the son of meat packers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
And now the verdict, ladies and gentlemen. Fellow patriots, people of faith, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers, anyone, frankly, who wants to live in freedom. As Janis Joplin sang and Kris Kristofferson wrote in the 1960s, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. That was Bobby McGee, the song Bobby McGee. Well, it certainly has proved to be true. We, the American people, at this point, have nothing to lose. We've lost nearly everything. If you can't see it, then you're blind. If you can't see it every time you go to the grocery store and buy food, you have lost your mind. If you can't see it every time you go to the gas station to buy gas, you have lost your mind. If you can't see it when you're seeking baby formula for your young child because, for whatever reason, you can't nurse, then you're blind. But you're not blind. You know what's going on. People in this country, by and large, are living a zombie-like life where they don't want to recognize the reality that this country is on its knees and is almost destroyed. And it is time that they rise up. It's time that you wake up. If you have any sense of care for your kids or your grandkids or future generations, you just can't sit there watching Fox News, which has just simply become, as I've said earlier in this show, the shill of the Republican Party, the flip side of the Republican Party, a bunch of losers that is inhabited by con men, snake oil salesmen, fraudsters, and court jesters. If they could not win an election during the worst period in modern American history, then what can they succeed at? And in fact, they've succeeded at little to nothing. And this is why, in addition to trying Joe Biden for bribery from communist China, Russia, Ukraine, to try to get rid of him peacefully and legally, and the people around him, and as well as holding Anthony Fauci for the death of over 6 million people in county with COVID-19, and federal judges who violate their oath of office, throwing people in prison without bail, and then making them get down on their knees with forced confessions to say they did wrong when they entered the Capitol, when they did nothing wrong. Just think about it. And think about the oath keepers who were convicted or were probably going to be given life for words, not for deeds. Then you, the American people, are so irresponsible that you don't even deserve to have a country. But yet there is a group of people out there, our supporters, others, the people that I mentioned at the outset of this verdict, that will rise up, that will take risks, that are willing to sacrifice with regard to the future of this country, with the grace of the Father and the Son behind us. And just like Jesus Christ prevailed, and we're going into the Christmas season, he was persecuted by the high priests and he was persecuted by the Romans. And he told them to stick it, both of them. He said, I listen to the Father. I don't listen to you. And he did what he had to do. And it's time for us to do the same thing. And who became his followers? The Jews. They became his followers. Not the leftist Jews that are out there today, that are socialists, Marxists, and others, but real Jews and Christians, because those people became Christians as well. Some stayed as Jews, some became as Christians, but they were all his followers. And it is time for we the people to follow the example that was set by the Son of God and to take risks. And if they want to hang us on the cross, so be it. But we're not going to go lightly. We will do whatever we do, just like Jesus did peacefully and legally, and we will win in the end. Because God and the Son is on our side. And that's our message today. I want you to go to freedomwatchusa.org if you believe that what I said rings true. I want you to join our Justice League. Please contribute with tax-deductible contributions. I'm not invoking God's name to do that. I've never done what I do for money. But we need to get bigger. And we need your help and we need your prayers if this country is going to be saved. And take it from Uncle Larry. Okay, who's lived long enough. I'm 71. I've seen it. The country has never been on its knees like it is today. And it's time that you wake up, America, and wage a counter-revolution. I'll be back next week with another edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Until then, remember, the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves. Thank you for listening to me.